Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 462. Hello, I am back after a couple of days off because I have been traveling all over the West Coast going crazy because it turns out over the next couple of months, I'm going to be managing 3 office and home moves. Yay! And still trying to write books and still producing audiobooks and still doing this podcast. Thank heavens for this podcast. It is a steadying force in a very chaotic life at this point. But I am sitting down right now to record a new block, and I noticed that the stack of questions is pretty thin. So if you have questions, please send them in. I am going to be on the road for the next several days, and I will have gobs of time to record questions before life gets really crazy. And I will still make time to record questions after life gets crazy. But hey, I'll have the time on the road, and if I can use it doing this, I will be a happy guy. We've been going now for 2.5 years because you guys keep jumping in with interesting topics to talk about, and I hope this keeps going forever at this point. I love doing it. So please send more questions, comments, etc. in. Anything I can bounce off of will be fabulous. You guys rock. Now, on to today's question. Today, Robert asks, when you are getting ready to write the climax of your novel, do you do anything different compared to the other parts of the book? Do you listen to certain music, get your head into a particular frame of mind, etc.? Well, Robert, I actually don't. There's a few reasons for this. One, I never know when the climax is coming. Or at least I never know when I'm at the climax. If you've ever been on a road trip where, say, like half of your trip is over a plain, and then you hit the mountains and you have to go up over the mountains and your destination's on the other side. For me, when I'm on that kind of a road trip, as soon as I hit the mountains, I'll start thinking, I'm almost there, I'm almost there, I'm almost there. Even if the mountains are way, way, way more than the last 25% of the journey, even if they're halfway, even if they're less than halfway, I will think, you know, I start climbing, oh, yes, now the worst is over, I'm almost there, because that phase change in the geography is really powerful to the way my brain works. And then I will invariably be surprised by how long it's taking to get through these goddamn mountains, or whatnot. The same thing happens to me in a book. I get over that hump at 1/3, I come up to the big middle, and right after I've done the big middle, I'll be able to see the climax in the distance. And I'll be motoring towards it, and in my head I'll be like, yes, I am in the climax, I'm in the climax, and why in the hell is this taking so long? And invariably, when I go back and read what I've written, I will have the experience going through, I'll be like, hey, this is where I thought the climax started, and I'll keep reading, and it'll be manifestly clear to me that that climax was nowhere near where I thought it was. And I'll get all the way to the climax right near the end, and I'll look back and I'll realize that I've gone through another 30% of the book from where, as a writer, I thought the climax was starting. So I've got no idea, when I'm writing, where the climax is. It's just that after it happens, and I write the end of the story, my brain says, aha, we're done. And I'm like, oh, okay, we're done. Yeah, that feels like an ending. I can deal with that. It seems right to me. Occasionally I will overwrite the ending or I'll end it too soon, and then she who shall not be named kicks it back to me and says, bad writer, go do it again. You did not finish the book. At which point I go, ah, and I finish the book. But, I don't know when the climax is coming. Even when I know what the climax is, I frequently misapprehend when it's coming, which has all sorts of Freudian implications, I suppose, but best to leave those to one side in a show that is supposed to be suitable for all audiences. So, Yeah, what I actually do is pretty much what I do the rest of the writing time is when I need to curate my mood or my headspace, I feed stuff that will help me find what I'm looking for in terms of that subconscious groove to get me into the story. Sometimes it's emotional, sometimes it's intellectual, sometimes it's a combination of both. Like last week I finished the Orenthal Deception, another big Joss Kyle book. I'm already into the Hartman Gambit, which is the next one. But all the way through the Orenthal Deception, I was feeding myself really esoteric stuff. Like, toward the last half of the book, I was on this near-constant diet of The Great Leveler, a fantastic economic history book by Walter Scheidel, and the soundtrack from Casino Royale, of all things. Because for some reason, the combination of those two things just felt to me like Joss Kyle. And I really needed to get into the Joss Kyle groove because there was a whole lot of other crap going on in my life at the time. So I needed something to root me down into that story, and for some reason that combination did it. So what would I advise for you? I don't know. Do what you need to do to get into the groove you need to be in. That's about the best I can do. Thanks very much for the question. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.